If it's Sunday and it's a little after 10 o'clock, it means it's time for Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallahan. Willie operates the website sportingacause.com, where he puts up blogs, but also he has all the events that are fundraising events, and they're all somehow, some way tied to sports. And we welcome in Willie again this morning. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. Thanks for having me on. We seem to be in the midst of our peak leaf season. It's funny, every year I seem to get into debates about what exactly is peak, and I think it's a moving target. You know, there's a tree, for example, over at Under Mountain Golf Course. I think it's their signature tree. It's a massive, massive maple, and it's in full blaze right now, when it's got a lot of green around it, so it really stands out. And when you're standing there looking at that tree, that is peak, even though on the mountainside nearby there trees still turning and the swamps have already dropped. Anyway, who knows what peak is right now, but it's glorious when you drive around because you see these fantastic views here and there, and it won't be for long. Another week or so will be in November and everything will be stark and gray. Speaking of the fall foliage, the first item on my list is one of a series of ongoing events that's going to be coming to a close soon, the Berkshire Fall Foliage 5K Race Series. This is a virtual series that was invented to accommodate 8 5K races that had been canceled because of the pandemic. And they organized it so people who wanted to run in those races could do it virtually, one a week for 8 weeks. And that's going to come to a close this coming week on the 25th. Another one of those ongoing virtual races is the Lauren Bardino Memorial 5K. It originated in the Winsted area, but it's virtual, so it doesn't matter where it is. That runs through October 31st, and that was raising awareness about the opioid crisis. the Little Guild Run and Wag is virtual. That runs through the end of the month and, of course, benefits the Little Guild in their work with animals and finding them forever homes. The Healthy Kids Running Series, that too is virtual. I've been talking about that. It runs through the end of the month. It's not a fundraiser, but it's meant to promote health for kids. So that's important, and I include it. Another health-oriented event is the 3 Mile Hill Hike Series. This is organized and sponsored by the Berkshire South Community Center up in Great Barrington. This is an in-person event, and every Wednesday morning they meet, and this is going to happen through the 25th of November, almost up against Thanksgiving. All these events you have to register ahead of time. The Steel Rail Half Marathon in 8K. This is a big, big race up in the Pittsfield area. It's very popular for people who like to run the longer races. They postponed their event once, hoping that they'd be able to pull it off in person, and they decided recently that they couldn't. So it too has turned virtual like so many other races, and you can run that through the end of October. That benefits the Ashuwiltecook Rail Trail up in Pittsfield for the trail's upkeep. Also the Capital to Capital 5K, that was over in the Kingston area, that's virtual. That winds down again this week on the 25th. Now, here's something that's that I'm glad to see, Marshall. There are 3 races that benefited the Northwest Connecticut YMCA program. That's the Canaan facility and the Winston and the Torrington one. Every year they have a race series of between 3 and 5 races. They're all underwritten, by the way, by Center Subaru, which is a huge financial commitment. They've been doing it for years. And when the pandemic struck, all the YMCAs closed down, and their races kind of fell by the wayside. I figured they wouldn't be run this year. But they've been resurrected. 3 of them at least have. And I call them semi-virtual because they're meant to be run on the route they are originally supposed to be run on in person, but you can run them whenever you want. The first one, and they all run, all 3 of them run through the end of November. The first is the Norbrook Farm 5K Trail Run. This is at the Norbrook Brewery up in Colebrook. They have 50 or 60 acres of property there, and they have these beautiful trails, and they have a 5K that you run on that trail. But again, you choose to run it whenever you want. You register ahead of time. You'll get a ticket so that when you're through the race, you can get a free beer at the brewery. So what's wrong with that? The second race is the Canaan 5 Mile. This was supposed to be run during Canaan Railroad days, and it starts at the Great Falls Brewery in Canaan. It's a 5-mile event, not a 5K, and that, too, can be run through the end of November. And the third is the Highland Lake 5K. That is typically run this time of year, so it's pretty much on time, so to speak. But it starts at Highland Lake, and you run a 5K, and afterwards, if you've registered ahead of time, you get a ticket, and you can get a free beer at the Little Red Barn Brewery in Winston. So it's good to see those races back, and I'm sure they'll be well attended because they always have been. Now, today, the 18th, the Northwest, there are two events going on over at the Northwest Rotten Gun Club. There's a VFW civilian versus military rifle match, and also the third in the series of tricky shoots. There are eight consecutive Sundays. They're shotgun target events. And I guess it speaks to the size of their facilities that they can be holding two major shooting events simultaneously, and they don't interfere with each other. But both of those are going on today. Also, as we speak, the E-Fund Scramble Tee-Off for Education tournament is taking place over at Under Mountain Golf Course. And by the way, happy birthday to Trish MacArthur over at Under Mountain. Her birthday was actually Friday. I won't divulge her age on the air, but the age involves a zero, so we'll leave it at that. Also today, the Walk to Defeat ALS has gone virtual, the Hudson Valley edition. Typically, it's a walk over the walkway over the Hudson, over Poughkeepsie, but it too is virtual, so people can walk wherever they want and hopefully have done the fundraising ahead of time. Also today, the Foothills BMX race at its facility on Kennedy Drive in Torrington. This is the next to the last race. They've raced every Sunday all season long. Every race is a fundraiser, mostly for themselves. They themselves are a nonprofit, and they raise money to keep their facilities upgraded. They've got like a fifth of a mile track. It's a beautiful facility. And about four or five times a year, they raise money for other entities. And next weekend will be their last race, and they're going to be raising money for the McCall Foundation, which I'll talk about in a second. Now, this coming Wednesday, the 21st, Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. This is, of course, the American Cancer Society. It's a national series of events, and they have a regional presence. And this was supposed to take place on October 4th, and it didn't. And you went to the website, and it said new date to be announced, and it wasn't. And just this week, they decided that they're going to hold it at Center Subaru in Torrington. I mentioned that just a little bit ago. Between 4 and 6 p.m. on Wednesday, the 21st, Center Subaru is hosting people who want to go, people who are survivors or relatives of people who have had breast cancer. It's a big deal, an emotional one, and it looks to me like they had to scramble to pull this off. And I guess it speaks to the difficulty organizations have had. Let's face it, Marshall, it's tough enough to organize a big event in the first place. You have to deal with a pandemic, so you're either postponing the event, or what do? Do you cancel it? You make it virtual? In their case, they postponed it, and at the last minute, I guess in order to have it, they're having it at Center Subaru. So kudos for all of those people to be able to organize it and pull it off, because it's an important deal. An important fundraiser for breast cancer. This is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and that's 4 to 6 at Center Subaru in Torrington on Wednesday. The following day, the 22nd through the 25th, the Kent Pumpkin Run is being run virtually. This is sponsored by the Kent Chamber of Commerce, raises money for the Kent Food Bank, and this is an old race. This is 40-some years old. That's a long time in race terms. And for a small town race, this is one of the biggest you'll ever see. I've covered it a couple of times. They usually cap the registration at 800 because they've had to. Around here, you get a race that attracts 100 people, and that's a big race. That's a good, successful race. With last year, there was a downpour. I was there taking pictures, and it was a downpour. It wasn't just a sprinkle. It must have been the tail end of a hurricane or something. It was just pouring, and they still had 300 people there. So it's a very popular event. They're doing it virtually this year. It's a 5-mile run, not a 5K. And you run it wherever you want, any 5-mile course you want. You register ahead of time like all the others, and it's good from the 22nd through the 25th. On Friday the 23rd, this is a new event for me. It's the Rebuilders and Brewers' second annual golf outing at over at Casperkill Golf Club in Poughkeepsie. This is my kind of event, Marshall. This is a combination of a golf tournament and a beer and cider tasting. What could possibly go awry there? But anyway, I mean, it's the second year, so apparently they didn't cause too much damage last year. So that's this Friday. I'd love to find out more about that one. And speaking of cider, the 12th annual cider run has been postponed to spring. That was supposed to be this coming Saturday. It's in Warren, co-sponsored by the Warren Parks and Rec and the Warren Land Trust. But it's always a fall event, but they're going to hold it in the spring. Maybe they'll have two of them next year. Maybe they'll have a spring and fall one. I'm sure there's going to be money to be made up because of this pandemic, and maybe we'll see more of that. Next Saturday was supposed to be the Berkshire Healthcare Harvest Run up in Pittsfield, and that's been canceled for this year. And also next Saturday, the 14th annual Buddy Walk of the Berkshires. This is another event up in the Pittsfield area, but it's gone virtual. This is a collaboration between the Berkshire County ARC and the Berkshire County ARC Down Syndrome Family Group. And this is one of the bigger walks I've seen. Typically, at the Buddy Walk, they'll get 1,000 to 1,200 people, which is just massive. Clearly, the cause enjoys a lot of local support, so we'll see how it works virtually. Next Sunday was supposed to be the Burlington 5K. That's been canceled. Next Sunday is another turkey shoot at the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club. This will be the fourth out of eight. They'll be doing it every Sunday right up to the week before Thanksgiving. And also next Sunday, as I mentioned earlier, the last Foothills BMX race of the season is raising money for the McCall Center in Torrington. They're calling it the Hall for McCall. And the McCall Center does very good work working with people with substance abuse issues. They're a very good organization and done a lot of good work. And that pretty much wraps it up, Marshall. I mean, next Sunday when I report, I'm going to be talking about November events.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
It astonishes me every week how fast time is going.
And I'll give credit to Chris Tripler from North Canaan. Of course, the first annual Great Falls Brewing Company 5-mile road race was held yesterday. And basically, it's a replacement because they didn't have the race in Canaan at the end of Canaan Railroad days. Yep. So it's funny. It's always, to me, it's always a little, I try not to say first annual because you don't want to jinx it, but it's the first one that they held yesterday. And it got, once again, everything was pre-registration, no registration at the site because they had to follow all these rules and everything. Yep. But it's great now to see these nonprofits coming up with interesting ways. The Sunday in the Country Food Drive, even though it's not sports, I'll mention it, they have a series of raffles planned between now and the end of the year, because they can't have their get-together events to raise funds. So it's interesting to see now how all these nonprofits are getting together and finding interesting ways to start doing things again involving the public.
Absolutely. And I'm going to start publicizing replacement events, running events or golf tournaments or all these sports-related events have gotten canceled. And organizations are finding innovative ways to make up for it, as you say, by raffles and so forth. I'm going to start promoting those because why not? I mean, They're all hurting.
That's right.
All doing their best to find ways to make up the shortages. And so, yeah, I'm going to start. If you hear about them, let me know, because I'm going to start adding them into my program.
Will do. Well, Willie, great job. Have a great rest of the weekend, and we'll speak to you next Sunday.
Thank you, Marshall. Will do. You take care.
Take care. Willie Hallahan, of course, sportingacause.com is the website.